Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
We understand what went wrong, and I know he talked about it this morning, and what he said is what they told me too. They were told from somebody that it was illegal from either upstairs or elsewhere, and that's the last I'll say about it.
There it is. Jared Goff, what he had to say about it. It's probably pleasing to the one caller that didn't like our programming that he said, that's all I'll say about it. But we did feel like we should ask him about it. And look, it's something that doesn't sit well with us. I think it doesn't sit well with people in Detroit. And Dan Campbell mentioned it again today when asked about it. I think Jared's attitude probably it reflects that of Dan Campbell, who never uses officiating for excuse. He never brings it up or reason. And I've noticed this from the early on with him. Mm-hmm. And I think the reason is because I don't want the team to hear my message and think what we did was good enough. We just had it taken from us. We don't have to do anything right. More. And it's productive. And that makes sense.
And that was Goff's response, basically. And, you know, we got beat.
And what I've also said from day one is that that's not our job. Okay? We can be mad about stuff. And we do get mad about stuff. And we can talk to people that are mad about stuff. This feels like New York buzzed in on one team and not the other. When there was another call that could have got buzzed in on, right?
Yep.
So, hey, man, got it? If the formation was incorrect, I have no issue with it getting flagged. No issue. But as Greg Hargrave from the morning show told Kang, and Greg is sneaky smart.
Very smart.
Yeah. It feels like impermissible evidence used in court.
Right. Did you get a warrant for that wire? No? Sorry, we can't use it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Did they know that they were being recorded? No? Oh, no.
They illegally obtained evidence.
Yeah.
And that, for that sake, you throw the case out. Yeah. Touchdown. Lines.
Did you break into that house?
Oh, okay. So, okay, is anything come out of this moving forward? You don't think the NFL is going to have a statement?
Nope.
I think they will have a statement. In the meantime, we sit back and await the NFL's ruling on Brian Branch, which is a huge thing leading up to this game. Is will they have Brian Branch?
Yeah, I think it's, I don't know, big, huge something. I'm not sure what it really is because of his health. I think he's healthy enough to play for sure. And then I go back and forth. Like, of course, I want him to play. I think he's a great player. I think he's a difference maker on this team. And this team is really hurting for healthy bodies in the secondary in particular. But knowing that there's the bye week after this one, I'm like almost okay if guys like Brian Branch, Kirby Joseph, and Taylor Decker take the week off, even though that might totally torpedo your chances to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
Decker's probably the easiest one to try to survive without because they have the last couple of weeks played without their starting left tackle. They've gone with a different tackle each week with mixed results. But the secondary, and that's a whole different story. But I mean, the way that even like Kirby Joseph, the way he left the game looked like there was no way in hell he's coming back.
And then he came back wrecking people.
Right. I'm like, what is, and he's like jumping up and now getting all excited. Like, I don't know what happened in that tent, but okay. But it wouldn't surprise me if he's not going to practice parts of this week because of that. And the same thing with other players that are dealing with injuries like Brian Branch. But I mean, yeah, do I think he's deserving of a suspension? Yeah. You can't do what he did. It's not like he...
I don't have high hopes for this.
He didn't flip somebody the bird or make some sort of gesture or anything like that. I mean, he hauled off and absolutely clocked Juju Smith-Schuster in the face with his right hand after the game, which makes it even worse. It wasn't even during the game. It was after the game, which makes it worse and caused a scuffle. The one thing I really found amazing about that scuffle is how restrained everybody else was. Like, people were there, like, as if they're going to jump in and throw, but nobody else was really throwing anything. People were just kind of almost keeping their distance from it while also trying to separate it without adding to it, which I thought was actually kind of impressive that there wasn't more of an issue there with people throwing punches, given how the Lions played in the game and things that happened against the team, that the frustrations didn't boil over for everybody. They just boiled over for one player.
248-539-9797, Tim in Southgate. Hi, Tim.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Well, I want to have another take on this. With Dan Campbell and Jared Goff both kind of admitting that they were told that the NFL called buzzed down to a non-reviewable play. I want to look at it from the gambling aspect of it. How many people had first touchdown bets on Goff or had lines to score first or had over-unders on Lions points in the first quarter? If the NFL has an integrity issue, books around the world, when soccer leagues in Europe have been deemed to be fixed games, they take those leagues off the board. So how does this affect gambling, where now it's kind of being proven, it's being shown that now the NFL has an integrity issue? Are these games and are these props legitimate? As a gambler, what do I do? How do I trust that the product that they're giving me is legitimate? That's a bigger question, a bigger issue, I think, that's going to come out of this.
Oh, if you put money on Goff with the first touchdown, and that happens, you're ecstatic that, hey, we got the touchdown, and then it gets taken away from you because it gets, you know, up from up on high, somebody says it's an illegal formation?
Exactly. Yikes.
I mean, that's something, I mean, the illegal formation part of it, that seems like it's the basic thing the officials they look for first before the ball snaps.
Can I ask you a question, Tim, because maybe I'm just naive. What would be the motivation of the league to overturn this as it pertains to gambling?
Well, no, the league's not motivated. I'm not telling you that the league is motivated to change the gambling. They're obviously, we know their motivation is to keep the Chiefs involved because of Taylor Swift and the ratings. But what I'm saying is, as a gambler, how do I trust the integrity of the league? Because all those people who bet, like the first team to score, that's a bet in every game. So the league doesn't care who scores first. But what I'm saying is, if I bet on the Lions to score first, and now that or a touchdown first, and now that I found out that they took the play away illegally, even though it was an illegal formation, that's okay. That's fine.
Well, it's not.
It was not a reviewable play.
I don't think it's illegal for the NFL to buzz down. I don't think that is illegal, and I don't think that's not what's in question here. What's in question is, why did it get buzzed down for the Lions, but they didn't buzz down for the Kelce catch? That looked awful, a lot like the ball was trapped against the ground.
Well, and what the NFL would say, well, it happened so quickly, we didn't have time to.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I'm saying, and why I've said, well, maybe we need to put a new rule in place for next year that says that, you know, teams trying to rush up to the line of scrimmage before somebody has a chance to look at it upstairs, you can't do that. You need to have a reasonable time to review a play like that, as long as maybe it's not within the last 30 seconds of a game when the time is really the factor.
Kang, your thoughts?
Well, all scoring plays are reviewed, but that play, the formation, illegal formation, is not reviewable.
Yeah.
So you can't review that part of it, but you review the other stuff. So did it just buy them more time to quote unquote get their stories together? Hey, what did you see? What did you see? You know?
That's what I say. Like, the officials, when they, right before a play is snapped, before the ball is snapped, isn't their responsibility to make sure that the formation's legal?
Well, but that was an illegal shift, though.
Well, yes, but that's still what they're looking for. The very first thing they're looking for is to see that.
Well, apparently, one of the officials explained that it was different because the quarterback so rarely goes in motion that I don't know that there's anybody. It doesn't sound like there was somebody responsible for golf.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app Search The Valeni Show with Rico. Hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Off being in motion, and they had to talk about it afterwards. I don't know.
Well, I like how Jared handled it, right? When we asked him about it, he's like, well, we got beat. So,
well, I'm sure our first caller liked it too.
Well, whatever. I mean, the guy sounded like our father and we had disappointed him as children. Yeah, I guess.
Sorry, Dad.
But I mean, that's the right attitude to have, is it? Okay, well, it's one play and yeah, we still lost the game. We got beat. And then we'll bring up the Kelce thing. Yeah. And the NFL is always going to have an answer for it. Well, we didn't have time. We didn't get to look at
maybe
that.
Maybe that's why they have a statement. But we shall see. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.